Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on KNSS 1330. Our studio lines are open. If you want to join us, as always, 316-869-1330. On the line with us right now is Travis Couture Lovelady. Travis, a former state legislator, now state director for the National Rifle Association. Travis, thanks for joining us this evening.
Hey, John. Great to be on with you. How's it going?
Fine. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy. I know you're traveling, so I really appreciate you taking time. I'll get right to it. We had some attempts last session when we had a Republican governor to backstop us. Where do you think we stand with our current Second Amendment legislation under Governor Laura Kelly? And I will give you some background for our listeners. During the campaign, she ran to the left, although I don't think that was much of a run for her. But she reminded everyone that she voted to ban concealed guns from colleges and university campuses. She also voted for the bill prohibiting possession of firearms in adult care homes, hospitals, mental facilities, etc. And she has also called for, and I will use her phrasing on this, but she called for, quote, aggressive steps to keep guns out of the hands of people with evil intent. Now, I don't know if anybody can explain what evil intent is, but I'm just curious where you think we stand with the new legislature and with Laura Kelly on the second floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, congrats on the new show. That's pretty exciting.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Pretty exciting to have your voice out there, and I'm sure you'll do a great job getting conservative principles out to the listeners. That's great.
Well, sometimes it feels like we're tilting at windmills, brother, but...
I hear you. Well, I appreciate all you're doing. Keep fighting. So, the question is, as governor, what will we get with Laura Kelly? I mean, when she was in the Senate not too long ago, she was a co-sponsor of the constitutional carry bill. When she was in the Senate, she decided to run for governor, goes hard left, pushed all the issues that you spoke about. So we're kind of wondering what Laura Kelly's going to show up. It's interesting how that happened. But you're right, she has called for all those things on the campaign trail, but she's been pretty quiet about the issue since winning. We're watching, waiting, determining what comes next. But as far as the legislature goes, I think things are looking much better than they have in the past few years. There were some quite a few pro-gun folks that won, which shifted the dynamic in the House significantly just from talking to the people on the campaign trail, supporting candidates we thought agreed with us and will push our values. I think things are looking in the right direction. Plus, nothing gets folks wound up like having a governor of the opposite party and make things interesting in the House. That's for dang sure.
Yeah. It may be a situation where we may not be able to pass anything aggressively because we may not have the votes to override a veto, but by the same token, they may not be able to pass anything because they can't get anything through the House or the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite possible what may happen. Luckily, we've made excellent strides in the past 10 years to push forward a ton of great items. And it's just a matter of defending those from going backwards. And, there's a few things still left on the table that we would have liked to have got done last year. We worked on that reciprocity bill that also lowered the age of the permits to be reciprocal for some of our neighbors. Of course, that didn't get through the Senate, unfortunately, but that reciprocity issue is still sitting out there, and that will have to be dealt with one way or another, or it could risk some of those reciprocity agreements, and we'll be working with Attorney General Schmidt and the folks in the legislature to figure out a path forward on that. So that's certainly something that will have to be dealt with. And then absolutely playing defense, making sure they're not able to roll back campus carry or constitutional carry or a number of other items, passing a dangerous red flag law with no constitutional due process rights. That's something that was introduced and pushed by certain members of the legislature in the past, and making sure that doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be mindful of, absolutely.
Well, and I don't think people realize the extent of the to which there have been fights in both chambers over the last 2 years. I mean, I know in the House we had a 6-hour battle just on campus carry last session, and they had the same thing over in the Senate. There have been quite a number of these fights, and it's a good thing that we've had one chamber or the other or a governor that would backstop us. Fortunately, I think you're right. I think the number, even though the numbers haven't changed, the makeup of the legislature, certainly in the House, has got more conservative. You definitely have a much more conservative majority leader now than last session. So I think that will certainly help. Talk briefly, if you can, nationally. What do you see, you know, with Nancy Pelosi back in, you know, as Speaker of the House in D.C., what are you anticipating there? Fortunately, again, we have a Senate that actually got more Republican, but do you anticipate anything on the national level?
It certainly looks like it. The way they've been talking, they sound like they're going to push an aggressive agenda in the House. You know, there's a lot of things that they've talked about wanting to push, and I expect we'll see them pushing a lot of gun control measures. But we do still have a very strong, and even stronger now, majority in the Senate of pro-gun folks. So I think we'll have a good backstop there. And then, of course, if something does get through, the president would almost certainly veto anything that Nancy Pelosi and the gun grabbers in Congress would like. So I think we're going to see some aggressive pushing, but we have some strong folks that will push back and ultimately stop that, we hope, we believe. But we've got to be active and engaged, and luckily we got two good pro-gun senators from Kansas, of course. But we've got to be pretty mindful of what's going on and making sure we're calling them and telling them our thoughts and feelings on all levels.
Well, you know, one of the things that I try and do on this show is make sure that we keep the listeners and that we're keeping the folks out there motivated and activated. One of the ways that I try and encourage that is reminding people to stay in touch with their electeds at all levels, but certainly at the state level. You know, make sure if your House reps, if your state senators are not voting the way they said they were going to, you need to call them on it. You know, attend their town halls, email them, call them and ask them, hey, you've ran one way and you voted another way. Because if we don't hold them to account, you're right. Organizations like yours obviously are going to do that, but they need their constituents to do that as well. So we appreciate that. Travis, appreciate everything that you're doing, all the stuff that you do to help every day to carry on the fight for our Second Amendment rights. You know, we need, much as they love to demonize the NRA, I'm a member, I'm a KSRA member. I know a lot of my listeners are, and we just appreciate everything that you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And like you said, stay active, stay engaged. Sign up for our NRA ILA email alerts, and we'll do our best to keep folks informed. There's also the Kansas State Rifle Association, which sends out their email blasts, and they're running around the Capitol making sure that they're doing their best to keep their members informed. And we're going to be active, involved in fighting as much as we can. The more our people and the gun majority in the state contacts their legislators, we're going to be all right.
Well, and that is one of the keys, you know, is to make sure that folks are staying in touch and being active members in these kinds of organizations. If you're pro-life, join those organizations. If you're, you know, a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, get active in those organizations, subscribe, get their emails, stay in contact, because otherwise, if you're not doing your homework, these organizations can help you provide that information. So appreciate everything you're doing, Travis, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be able to come on again, and we can talk about what happens when the session gets rolling.
Yes, sir. Would love to do that. We will do that for sure. Thank you again, my friend, and Just thanks for everything you do. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
All righty. Well, thank you again. We'll be back after this break with the new reelected Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on KNSS 1330.